This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. Go to FUBARradio.com for more details. Good team on paper on FUBAR Radio.
Great Squad on Paper is a show that is just for fun and utilises the values and scoring systems of Fantasy Premier League, but is in no way affiliated to that fine organisation or the Premier League itself. As this is just for fun, you can assume that most of what we say is a joke. If you're not sure whether it's a joke or not, then it probably wasn't a funny joke. Full details of the Great Squad on Paper team can be found online. Your home is at risk if you do not keep up repayments. Please gamble responsibly. You had me at hello. And is it still raining? I hadn't noticed.
Undoubtedly, the greatest team the nation has ever seen. From a yard out, he couldn't hit a barn door with a banjo.
That was as clear as day. The goalkeeper hoping to get on the end of it. And a goal!
He watched the ball all the way onto his forehead.
Who should know by now to try and keep his mouth shut if he's not happy with the referee.
What a story they are!
Because it's that man's goal that separates the two sides.
You have my permission to scream.
Good team on paper on FUBAR Radio.
We can't just start every week where you're laughing at the funniest thing we said just before the show.
It's just that we've just opened with Rob going, "Is it the polls?" So just like,
well, that's going to be a discussion point later. I mean, there's been many moments of talking points of the week that involve
them. Welcome to Good Team on Paper, the show all about fantasy football. It is game week. Matt, are we sure it's game week 14? You're not trying to con me again.
It genuinely is game week 14.
It's game week 14, ladies and gentlemen.
It has been game week 14. It depends whether you say a current game week is in process in the midweek or you're still in the old one.
But I understand your reticence to believe, Matt, because Matt was supposed to be at next Wednesday's West Ham game tonight. So, there are problems.
Firstly, you got it on the wrong day. The second thing, you got the wrong week. Is that right?
I'm going like, I live my day in a Doctor Who, like parallel universe. For me, it already is next Wednesday at 7:45. So.
Ah. Anyway, it's game week 14/15, and what a week it has been!
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
It has been a genuinely amazing week. It's been goal fest all over the place.
Well, we said it'd be a great week, didn't we? I
mean, you did. We said it, and thus it was so.
Yeah.
I have my three experts in the studio with me. Rob, the football expert. Hello. Deck, the legend that apparently was number one at some point in 1982. And Matt, the statistician who just likes all the numbers. He doesn't like football, he just likes numbers.
I'm sorry, I'm going to have to pick you up on that.
Spanish World Cup,
statistician.
Great World Cup.
Statistician?
A statistician, I don't know what that is. I'm assuming it's someone who just stats.
I thought magic
at the same midfielder time. For Crystal Palace.
A Bulgarian midfielder from the
80s. There we are, Junior Stanistatistician.
If you want to drop us a line, goodteam@fubarradio.com.
Yeah, go on, Peter first. Go on.
I'm looking at you, Tom.
If you want to drop us a line via the Twitter, it's @FUBARRadio or @GoodTeamOnPaper, or use the hashtag GTOPaper, or you can find us on Facebook, GoodTeamOnPaper, or I'm pretty sure you can drop us via the studio, especially if you've got some cans of cider, we'll let you in.
Just come in, yeah.
Yeah.
The door code is 1 and 3 first. No, no more. No outside in the pleasance. All coming up.
Should we crack on with the Dream Team, or should we...
I can hardly wait.
Let's crack on with the Dream Team.
The Dream Team. Sponsored by Fantastic Breasts and Where to Find Them. Finding you the best locally sourced chicken breasts.
I think we need to make clear we've got a real sponsor coming next week, so we'd get all the fake sponsors out of the way first.
That wasn't, by the way, a fake sponsor.
No, they paid us some money to have that one.
It was great down the road. We get a free bucket.
We had to tell them you can't pronounce it Fantastic Breasts. It doesn't work.
Doesn't work. Shall I tell you about the Dream Team then? Is this sponsored by Fantastic? Do I have to say it every time sponsored by? Can I just say Dream Team, or do I have to go TM sponsored by Fantastic
Breasts? Yeah, you have to do that each time.
Okay, so...
No, you really don't.
So in the Dream Team sponsored by Fantastic Breasts, the best players from this week would give you a massive total of 154 possible points. By my reckoning, I think that's the highest possible points in 1 week that we've had so far.
That's ridiculous.
It's 32 more than just last week. You know, and we thought last week was a good week. This week's been phenomenal. Mm-hmm. And also, the top player this week, Alexis Sanchez, he got 23 points. That's the highest of any player in a week so far. And you look across the team, you know, it's kind of 10 out of 11 players have over 10 points. You know, it's only the goalkeeper, and even he has 8.
Yeah, pull your socks up, Grant. What are you thinking?
Come on, Eddie. It's just absolutely incredible. I mean, I'll run through the entire team.
An Eddie Grant reference.
Des Grant. Yeah, that is. I'm kind of going for the zeitgeist, you know, the youth zeitgeist. Let's go. Right. Have you got any Eddie Grant to play later?
I can dig some out. Electric Avenue and all that, gosh.
That'd be amazing, yeah. Does anybody know another Eddie Grant song?
No one does.
Nobody does. So going for it, so we've got Eddie Grant in goal. We've got Eddie Munyeza. Eddie Brunt. Eddie Tompkins. Eddie Sanchez. Eddie Eriksson.
Lovely
Eddie
lad.
Fraser.
Lovely lad.
Eddie Delman Chamberlain. And Eddie Kane. Eddie Benteke. And Eddie Costa. It's a motley crew, isn't it?
Here's an interesting thing. Benteke is the only one who's got his first name written down, which is kind of weird when you bear in mind he's the only Benteke playing in the Premier League.
That is true. If you look at the way the names are written on the website, on the fancypremierleague.com website, some just randomly have their Christian name on there. Because I would imagine there isn't more than one Benteke in the Premier League.
Nope, there isn't.
Whereas, you know, with Fraser...
Well, that's where the song comes from. There's only one Benteke. It's literal. They've checked it out.
There is only one Benteke.
We can sing that song, lads. Let's go.
Do they do that with other ones, though, where they go, there's only one Mark Wright, and they go just very softly under their breath, apart from the one who used to play for them?
There's only one Alan Smith currently playing.
Apart from the other ones.
Playing for
Hello,
our team,
South Korea.
I think that... You look at it, I mean, where do we start this week? I think Arsenal players, obviously Sanchez. Now, I'm going to be saying this many times, Dec, but you begged our listeners last week to pick Alexis Sanchez, didn't you?
I did.
You got down on your knees, even though they couldn't see it because it was on the radio.
Did you, Tom? Did you? You probably didn't, mate.
No. So our listener... came up very,
Hello,
very
Tom.
Well. It did very, very well. And in fact, I think Arsenal, you know, they're on an amazing run. I think they've got a lot of good fixtures coming up. They're going to be in my predictions later. But I would never have picked Oxlade-Chamberlain.
No.
But it's great to see him kind of get around. The Ox.
And when you bear in mind, he's playing in the same midfield as Sanchez. He's done well to actually get any points because Sanchez, I mean... Because the first Arsenal goal, that was just Sanchez deciding he didn't want to score it.
Yeah. It's far. Oh, no, it'd be unfair.
I could score this, but I'm going to score later. So
I'm already in the dream team. I've got that locked down.
I'll just give this to Ozil Gomage.
Yeah.
And we're away.
And I think that, you know, the great thing about him is obviously another one we've been talking about this before, a player who's down as a midfielder, but playing as a striker. Always a bit of an advantage there. Another one from this week, Chris Brunt, who's listed as a defender, somehow is listed as a defender. I don't think he's ever really been. But he's obviously somebody at like Fancy Premier League Towers, some intern has made a horrendous mistake and is trying to.
Or they've probably looked at Champ Manager and gone, it says centre back, centre midfield. Centre back comes first alphabetically.
Yeah, just go for it. Why not?
Well, because Sanchez has never really been a midfielder, has he? He's a 10.
Yeah, it's a bit strange that they've got.
I'm not rating you sexually, Alexis. I'd give you high nines, but you're too short for me.
Oh, is that a kind of sexual euphemism, a high nine?
I mean, it's in certain gay clubs, if you offered someone a high nine, you'd be popular.
If anybody knows what a high nine is, then please tweet
or
us.
Or has seen Alexis Sanchez performing it in a gay club in London.
Then please don't tweet us, actually. I don't want to break my imaginary view of it.
Here's an observation.
Yeah.
Of the Dream Team, sponsored by Fantastic Titties, is that there's only Tottenham who've got more than one player in it. That is rare.
And Arsenal,
yeah.
Who?
But
Of course, sorry. So only North
Just as
London.
As we were discussing.
Yeah, sorry. Okay, but but normally there's a team with three, it's quite rare to have so many teams represented.
I think it shows that the goals were, I mean, it was just a goal fest across the board. It shows that there were a lot of teams getting involved. You say there wasn't like one stand-up performances. There's five goals for two teams this week. You know, it's incredible.
Yeah.
So yeah, as you said, you've even got somebody like Chris Brunt, you know, kind of weighing in with some goals as a kind of West Brom. You know, you would expect it to be dominated by Spurs players, but there's other people chipping in. Sorry, yeah. Mike.
Mm-hmm. That's all right. Deck, you had Santos in your team.
I did.
You had him as captain.
I did.
How many points did he get you?
He got me 46 points.
Mate. Yeah, it'd be that what score I said times by two, Mike.
And I feel you need a triumph for music because you got the most points out of all of us this week.
First time ever.
All right.
Thank you, Tom.
So Alexis Sanchez scored 7 points more than my team. But
yeah, it's not fair.
I don't think that's actually representative.
He scored, I think I got 16 and he's got 23. He scored, yeah.
Well, if it wasn't for that last-minute penalty for Everton, I was in all sorts of bother.
So, Deck, this is for you. Have your little moments, and we'll get back to the football.
Put your top back on, honestly.
I'd like to thank my mum. I'd like to thank old Desford County Primary School. Just really touched to be here. Thanks. Game of two halves and all that, but right now I'm going to really enjoy it.
It's bringing 2013 right back, isn't it?
236th in the world.
Glory days.
Are you taking just one game at a time, though?
Great song. Taking one day, one game.
Just about the team, not about your individual performance. Yeah,
but my individual performance has been phenomenal.
We should hand you a celebratory kind of pint of cider, like a kind of a trophy. That would be amazing.
Yes, please.
Just while we're celebrating Dex points total, can I just ask Mike, what was your points total?
I don't think it should be discussed.
What was it? Was it higher or lower than, let's say, I don't know, 17?
It was lower.
It was lower than 17 in a weekend where we've discussed. Everybody got loads of points.
Well, you say everybody.
I think I got one more point than Fraser on.
you've got some interesting things as we go through, especially when we talk about FPL golf, which I'm going to go into
16
later.
Points. 16
I'd
points.
I'd like to say that my other team that I made many, many weeks ago and completely forgotten about, the DJ team, got 59 points this week.
Yes. I actually entered that team into the league for you because I accidentally logged on with your details. And I noticed that it has, because it had DJ Sanchez in, things like that, DJ Costa. And I did look at it, and DJ Manueza, I think, as well. And I was kind of thinking, like, that's better than my team. It's really annoying. I think as we all know, though, if I could have picked players in top four, I would have picked Sanchez because I wouldn't ignore your advice, Deck. You're a great manager. I respect you.
I appreciate that, though. Sounds like there's going to be a buck coming.
No, so if I had been able to do that, I would have won. Just as always, if I picked the best, it could pick from any player, from any team, I would win.
That'd be the start of all of these shows.
Just like
Matt would have Bundo would have a significantly better point title than anybody else if he was allowed to play the game by the actual rules, as opposed to his absurd, self-imposed, ridiculous mischaracterisation.
It just gives me a get out, doesn't it? Because I just can go like, oh well, you know, it's not my fault. It's just top one. I tell you what, another team I would have picked from is Spurs. Bloody hell, that was an absolute drubbing of Swansea, wasn't it?
Well, I think Brad Bobley said to him before they went out, look, we conceded 4 last week and we won. So maybe that's the key.
Yeah.
Let in 4 easy goals.
Yeah, get him in.
I mean, and Dele Alli, you diving fuck.
Oh, yeah, awful, horrendous man.
I have no time for that. And the referee, shame on you.
It's awful.
You bought that hook, line and sinker. And it was an Ashley Young-style dive where somehow you're leaping into the air and your head is suddenly a 100-pound weight.
Yeah, yeah. It's like a kind of like a doll going down, isn't it? A kind of head, all the weight in the head, kind of big-headed doll.
But
they
so
were saying that Pochettino was kind of defending it, didn't really mention it, and he's saying, well, he should be more annoyed because, and I didn't know this, he was the player that Michael Owen tripped over when he did his famous dive against Argentina, his kind of swan
dive.
So he kind of said, well, you know, if anybody's I think that, you know, you look at it, you kind of think, well, you know, he almost said, if anybody's got the right to benefit from a diving incident, it's the manager, especially who was as a defender dived over. Like, yeah, I suppose the world's got a way of paying it back, hasn't it?
Karma, baby.
And I think Brad Bobley, He's in a lot of trouble, isn't he? How many games has he been in charge? Only like 3 or 4. It's amazing, like, how he's just sucked the life out of the team, isn't it? You know, he's just like dementor, like, you know, he's kind of, yeah, kind of shaved head. Just like, there's just nothing there, is he? He's added nothing. He's taken it all away.
Yeah.
He's kind of an anti David Moyes.
Well, it's because he's got them on offense and defense in the training,
the specialties.
And, yeah,
and he's just got the one bloke who comes in and kicks it over the bar.
So Gylfi,
one bloke on kicking. Yeah, that would be amazing.
Yeah,
and the thing is, he's on special teams, so he's on the bench.
Mm. You're on kicking, Gylfi. No, everybody else.
I'm not putting anyone in my team who I can't pronounce. Yeah.
I thought that, I mean, I was like,
hey, where are all the Yanks here? You're foreign. USA. America.
Bring it back. I read that actually it was the most one-sided game in Premier League history. That's all I know.
He's trying to reenact Vietnam. That's what he's doing on a football pitch.
Thing is, having watched many, many years ago, Arsenal beat Wimbledon about 7-0. And the first half possession stats were 89% to Arsenal. 89%.
But if you look at territory gained and shots on goal and things, this was the most one-sided. I can only look at things dispassionately as a statistician. A Stanislastician.
Matt, is that a
stat attack?
It is. Thank you. Is that not sponsored by anybody?
No, it is. Hang on, one sec.
Stat Attack, brought to you by Tom Heaton's Clean Sheets, shipping Egyptian cotton bed linen all over Lancashire.
I was about to say, because our commercial department has really missed out on an opportunity there for sponsoring that. But so Spurs had 15 shots on target, Swansea had 0, and they didn't even get a corner.
Oh, God.
Yeah, they barely got a throw in. It was just a kind of a roll off by the steward. It's just, so it is statistically, that's what it is. I mean, we can go
Brad Bobley's use of his timeouts was terrible.
I mean, yeah, but that's what he's doing. He signaled timeout, and they just took like the kind of 20 minutes off because they couldn't get off the pitch.
He's probably doing it all the time, going, "Guys, why aren't you stopping? Yeah, oh wait, there's another goal in. What?
Yeah. Come on!" I just thought that the kind of big performances across the board. Is it another one? Well, I don't really want to talk about this, but the other big scoring match was Bournemouth against Liverpool. I'll let you talk about it.
What a game! I mean, the problem, your problem there with Liverpool is not your defence. It's your non-existent midfield. Because the ball went from Bournemouth's defence to their attack, completely bypassing the monument that is Jordan Henderson.
We're going to come on to Jordan Henderson. No, I don't think you can hold him responsible.
He's the captain. He's ultimately responsible.
I think that when you talk about no defence, you know, we've got Joel Matip is injured. We've got Karius, who's in goal, who was defended by Klopp, but I think is worse than Mignolet. And I never thought I'd say anything like that apart from Johnny Evans and Donald Trump.
Is dead.
He keeps dying.
But no, I thought the problem came from midfield because they shouldn't have been getting to the edge of your box so easily, because once with a slightly suspect keeper, once players that can shoot are at the edge of your box, you're in trouble.
Yeah, and the last goal when he just kind of spilled it. I mean, I play in goal because I can't be bothered running. And you know, the most basic thing as a goalkeeper is to just at least make an attempt to trap it, not kind of swan dive forward and chest it out to the near. But as you say, that in a great team, a defender would have been out to that and be hooking it out. You know, John Terry would have put that in the stands. Sorry,
I'd like to say there were so many "that's what she said" jokes in there, but I didn't go there. It's
the
fine.
Innuendo was drowned out by the red hot stats and analysis.
And a triumph in that match for goal line technology, because to the naked eye, James Milner, yes, James. Not Jamie anymore, he's a grown man.
That's James. Jimmy.
His corner looked to all the world like it had been carried into the back of the net, didn't it?
Yeah, and I think it probably was. even though they can show it from any angle, but...
They can prove it with facts however they like.
No,
you can prove anything with facts.
No, it's sunlight.
We're in a post-truth era, so you know.
It's sunlight
Did you feel like it was over the line, and therefore it is?
No, it's sunlight reflecting off swamp gases. that's all it is. Yeah. I thought what was amazing was that after our big chat last week, bigging up Nathan Ake, saying that he was just out of nowhere, pops up again, 93rd minute.
Boosh. He tried his best to just give it back to Karius, though, didn't he?
He did, yeah.
And Karius was like, I don't fucking want it.
Yeah, he's like, no, nine.
Look, I had the chance to hold it. Yeah. I didn't want it. Stop giving it to me. Put it in the back of the onion bag. As I'm assured, the onion all bag, Europeans that... refer to it.
Le bag d'oignon. Oh, no, he's German. Ein bag
d'oignon. Onion.
It's cosmopolitan.
Whatever they say, as long as you say it aggressively, it'll That's come true. Across as
a bag of onions.
German. Yeah.
I would like to say something aggressive to Karius, perhaps face to face, but I don't have the chance. I don't know if you would like to come on as a guest on the show.
And to be insulted to your face.
Oh, yeah, that would be great.
I'll give some credit where it's due to Emre Can. His strike was very nice. Mm.
It was, and we were all over them. I actually, this is horrible, I watched the first half and then I thought it was so in control that I turned it off and went to do some washing. And then and tidying up after the house party. Which you
and we're back to Vietnam. That's what happened there. That's we're winning this.
Yeah.
Start American president turns off telly.
Goes into the washing up room for about 7 years.
The difference is that they didn't clean up about themselves very well, did they? Lots of shells left in the ground. That wouldn't happen after my house party.
Let's do a stat attack, Matt. You ready?
Yeah.
Stat attack! Brought to you by Tom Heaton's Clean Sheets, shipping Egyptian cotton bed linen all over Lancashire.
Oh, he does well. He branches out, doesn't he, Tom Heaton? As a stat attack, I say that so Fraser was in the dream team. He only had 22 touches when he came on. Came as a sub. He had 9 passes, won a penalty, scored a goal, and got an assist.
It was a legit penalty as well.
I mean, yeah, that is a superb economy of effort. Yeah. I've really got to salute him on that one. I think in general stats, the average points from people this week was only 50. Just when you look at the maximum points being 154, and there being quite a few obvious choices in there, like Sanchez and Kane and Costa,
and Aguero on his minus two.
That is probably the thing.
Minus bloody two.
I think it's the thing where so many people probably captained Aguero and that, and spent all the money on that to offset what they could earn others. So that's probably the big difference. Mm-hmm. But I thought it was interesting that there are still there's 128,000 people still in this game week trying to transfer out Coutinho. So you can see, it's the fact that those are the people who have only just listened to our show on Catch Up.
Yeah, yeah.
And they've only just heard that he's injured. So just get onto our show quicker, guys, I think is the main story out of that.
All 128,000 of you.
That is true. And I think the interesting thing about when looking at the Bournemouth game, this is a bit of a debate between OptiStats and Gary Lineker. So apparently there's been 1,061 previous occasions where a team's been 2-0 up at half time in the Premier League. Only 22 have lost, and as all you stats fans, I know you're out there, my stats groupies will say that's 2.1%.
Well, what I can say to
you were
that
dumbfounded by it,
is I don't care.
Yeah, I'm just saying. So it just shows that it shouldn't have happened. But and then a final stat, my favourite stat of the week, is that Christian Benteke scored on his birthday this weekend, and he's the fourth player to score a Premier League goal this season on his birthday. Koscielny, Ozil and Nolito.
On his 45th birthday as well. He Happy looks like birthday. A 45-year-old man.
He does look like a 45-year-old man, and a head like a 50
Allegedly.
Pence
piece.
Yeah. But on the... no, it's completely gone. I had something, and it's gone.
Just the music was giving you an impetus, and now it's gone.
Birthday.
And if you are a stats groupie outside, waiting outside, if you can grab us some ciders, then you're very welcome in the studio. Otherwise... Sorry,
don't come in.
Yeah, a stats groupie will be able to tell you exactly how long your penis is.
Yeah, that would be quite depressing. Yeah.
And what percentage of the population that fits into as
yeah.
well.
Get out that set square.
And, yeah, and where you fit on the disappointing bell curve.
Oh. And on that note,
good team on paper on FUBAR Radio. This ad break is brought to you by Danny Cadamartery's Calamari Eatery. Branches in Leeds, Liverpool and Carlisle for the finest locally sourced seafood.
You've already seen Believe, Looking for Eric, United and Class of 92. But we're nowhere near finished making films about Manchester United. Alex Ferguson, Carlos Quiroz and David Gill are just three happy-go-lucky guys with a football team to run and money to burn when a little Portuguese turns up on the doorstep. Minimal appearances and underwhelming hijinks ensue in the hit comedy, Three Men and a Bebe.
FUBAR Radio presents...
When we were Tommy Peters.
Oh, hello, it's me, Bill Nye. Oh, nothing I like more to do on a groovy Thursday from 12 to 1 to listen to When We Waffle, which is on Foodbar Radio, which is really groovy and often makes me want to dance.
Every Thursday,
When We Waffle with Terry Minor, Cat Fox and Laurie Peters.
From 12 PM on Foodbar Radio.
Winter is coming. And when winter comes, you know you're going to want a nice warm jumper. Sheep's wool is so 2015. You need Larmer wool. And if you need Larmers, you need me, Carlton Palmer. Throughout my playing career for Sheffield Wednesday, Leeds United and England, I used to get cold on the bench thanks to poor quality British wool. Seeing me shake, Robbie Fowler directed me to his Peruvian connection. That didn't work out, but when I was in Peru, I learned about the wonderful warming qualities of llama wool. Now I've got a whole herd, or pack, or flock, or whatever it is, and I'm the number one supplier of llama wool in the UK. So if you want to be warm, just call on me. Carlton Palmer, Llama Farmer.
Good team on paper.
On FUBAR Radio.
He is great.
We do love Jurgen Klopp.
I thought you were talking about Carlton Palmer.
I love Carlton Palmer.
Yeah.
He is,
and his llama farming.
One of the least likely England players in history.
Well,
I'd say.
When Tony Yeboah scored that belting goal against Wimbledon, it was about 15 minutes after Carlton Palmer had scored the goal of his life. Oh. He must have been devastated.
Poor old Carlton. That is typical for him, isn't it?
Yeah.
You know, he opens up one of the finest pubs in Sheffield, and then a Weatherspoons opens up just down the road.
Ah. Oh. Run by John Sheridan.
That would be a great story.
Should we talk about the news from the wider world of football?
Donald yes. Trump is yeah. dead.
Well, before we get into that, can we...
I've got a sting for it.
Oh.
Go yeah. on. Yeah, play it.
Wenger's Opticians supports the news from the wider world of football. You've never seen such bargains.
That is right. If you yeah. want to check it out, head over to the internet. Wenger's Opticians.
That yeah. was one of mine.
Can we talk about Lee Trundle's penalty in that charity
oh,
match?
Yes! Oh, yes! So good.
The cheeky little monkey, wasn't he? Oh, my laces are untied. No.
I like the best bit about it as well is that if you look at a picture of him now, he's got a kind of strange kind of Mohican mullet. It's yeah, just well, a massive
the,
mullet.
The lower league's Ronaldinho, as he was, he used to be a regular fixture on Soccer AM on the Showboat, didn't he?
He was, yeah,
we had
he
him
was,
at Leeds
yeah.
for a month. He was shit.
Yeah, flicks it over their head, flicks it over their head again, and then yeah. puts it in the stands.
Yeah, boy couldn't run.
No. Lee, but, well, he's called Lee Trundle.
Yeah, but know, at Swansea, what a belter. Yeah. What a belter. So hats off to you, Lee Trundle.
I love that. Look it up on the internet. It's very funny.
Mm. It's brilliant.
We'll throw it up onto our Facebook and Twitter and YouTube. And also,
oh, we might do. I mean, you're giving a lot of responsibility there as well. Are you going to find that clip?
I've seen it. So, yeah.
Are you?
Yeah.
Are you going to do it? All right, Fine. So Mike is going to put that up. On our Twitter, and he's guaranteed that.
Yeah. I'll do the Facebook. I'm not so sure about Twitter how I can do that one. But anyway, yeah, it's fine.
It's fine.
I'm sure FUBAR Radio will throw it out there as well because it is classic.
That'd be fine. I mean, we could post it on from another news site or post it natively, both of which are not going to be watched.
Fight!
I mean, I was watching the Man City Chelsea game, not in person, but on the old TV box. And that fight between Aguero and Fernandinho got sent off. Not only fantastic because Aguero was in everybody else's fantasy team and just seeing him like just, oh, God, get sent off. I was celebrating so much. But
I would have got 18 points if it wasn't for that.
There we are. There we yes. are. Oh, you were done over by that. But what a fight, wasn't it?
Well, it was... It by today's standards, it was. You know, Billy Bremner would have pissed himself.
He would have beaten
that.
Everybody else up, I think.
Yeah.
And then started on the crowd.
Yeah, I mean, it's not the old days of actually punching people. But it was a decent bench clearer.
Yeah.
By today's standards. I mean, it was a belting forwards effort from Aguero in the first place, wasn't it? And that, yeah, it's a definite red. There's no two ways about it.
I like the fact that there's a video going around of Costa not being able to contain himself, trying to get involved in the subs bench. And he looks very much like a kind of a guy from my hometown of Barrow who's just about to like go up and start a fight, but his girlfriend Sharon is like holding him back. Going, it's not worth it. It's not worth it, Diego.
Yeah, Diego,
get back here.
You know what the police said about last time.
Your kebab's going cold. Come on. I thought that he's a man who just He just oozes aggression, doesn't he? He just he adores a fight. He's like a little Rottweiler.
Have you seen his face? Yeah. I mean, that's why. What he has to. He wakes up and he goes, "Oh, why are you angry? Oh, that's me."
He's railing against God constantly.
to look at your own face and not be quite sure what you're so pissed off about must be bewildering.
It was just a week of amazing fights. So we talk about the Preston one. Like, it was just incredible. So we thought that that was going to be the best fight of the week, but my personal favourite is Preston North End, Jermaine
Beckford.
Do we need
to come up with a feature, Fight of the Week?
Fight of the Week? Well, that could be sponsored by Ace Cider. the old fighting juice.
Fighting talk.
Stella Artois.
Yeah.
I just thought it was amazing, Preston. So Jermaine Beckford, whatever happened to him? Was he Leeds and Everton, wasn't he?
He was amazing at Leeds. He went to Everton and did a very good job at Everton, actually. Scored one of the goals of the season against Chelsea.
Do you remember him, Deck? He didn't make an impression at Everton.
Don't remember any of it.
He scored 10 Premier League goals for Everton, including one.
Oh, you're good.
He beat half the Chelsea team running from the halfway line and then shinned it in. And then moved down the leagues, went to Leicester, didn't really fit in there.
Yeah.
And now he's at Preston North End playing a bit part. It's weird. But I mean, you know, when you bear in mind Leeds picked him up from Harrow and Wealdstone, where he was fitting car windscreens to make a living.
Really?
He's all right, I think.
I used to get my car done in Harrow and Wealdstone. Perhaps Jermaine Beckford might have done a very poor job on
that. I think his younger brother used to go around smashing windscreens to make business.
Allegedly.
They got into a bit of fisticuffs, didn't they?
So Jermaine Beckford, Owen Doyle, or Oeen, as I like to pronounce it, playing at Sheffield. And I just thought, teammates fighting is the best type of fight, isn't it?
but that wasn't the best one, though, was it? I mean, you've got Johnny Hartson kicking Ile Berkovic's face off in training. It's not even the high tempo, you know, blood rush. Yeah, I don't know what Ile Berkovic might have said. I think it might have been to do with gingerness.
Yeah, he said, "You're going to look ugly in future on Match of the Day 2. Yeah.
So basically, John Hartson assaulted him. Then you've got, do you remember Adebayor headbutting Nicholas Bentner?
We were arguing over who made the least effort in their Premier League careers.
I'm a worse striker. No, I'm a worse striker.
I'm a more languid striker. I'm a more languid.
And you've had fights about penalties and stuff, but they're just pansies and
Barton.
Stuff. But
Boyer. Oh, sorry, Carol.
Oh, yeah, Boyer.
Boyer?
Boyer.
Boyer.
Lee Boyer.
Lee Boyer.
And a chibi.
Lee Bowyer, Kieran Dyer. I'm still pissed off about that because I'm a big Lee Bowyer fan. Not guilty. Yeah. He was. He was found not guilty.
Tony Lee Bowyer.
Yeah. Big Lee Bowyer fan. I think he gets a rough trot of it just because he's had one or two convictions for assault. and Kieran Dyer threw the first punch.
Yeah.
Yet Lee Bowyer gets a 7-match ban, £250,000 fine. Kieran Dyer gets another fat contract somehow.
Leopold got it because he's got one of those hairstyles where he just gets some really liquidy gel and goes with a comb from the back of his head all the way to the front to flicks up at the front. That's
He does always look angry as well. He's got the Diego Costa ring of the face.
He does. He looks like he's just smelt a particularly bad fart, like Johnny Evans.
But the very best one was Graeme Lasso versus David Batty. Yes. Do you remember that?
Lasso Batty.
I was reviewing this with Deck before we came on air because I'd forgotten.
Rob, talk us through this.
So it's it's one of Blackburn's few ill-fated European campaigns. Graeme Lasso is being Graeme Lasso. He loses the ball and then falls over. David Batty, not being one to shy away from telling Graeme Lasso about his mediocrity, walks over, telling him, "Oi, Lasso, you're a mediocre footballer right now." Lasso's not happy. So he runs towards David Batty, one of the few actual hard men in football, and he throws what can only be described as his left hand at him in clenched fist mode. This isn't an open-handed slap like you might give to your secretary's buttocks. This is
allegedly
this is a full-on punch to the face, And in Graham Lasso's only own words, I knew as soon as it landed, I'd broken my hand. Because David Batty stood there smirking, not really realising what had happened, had broken Graham Lasso with his face. That's how you fight, people. You that throw punches, brilliant. You break hands.
I mean, I don't understand, like, in the kind of the Red Mist descending, that Graham Lasso suddenly thought, like, yeah, I could fight David yeah. Batty. You know, like, I mean, we've all had that. You know, you have
he
a
couldn't
few drinks.
Fight Nora Batty.
Rest in peace.
And on that note, guys, we've got another, because we're doing the ads, that we've got sponsor next week.
Right.
We're getting through all the sponsors, just for people who have just tuned in now, getting through all the sponsors that have given us money, but we haven't been able to air just yet. So just to let you know, we're going to do the cider break. Is that cool?
Yeah.
Okay, here we go.
Cider break, brought to you by Apples, because how the hell do you make cider otherwise?
Mmm. Cider time. Although, as we're not being filmed for this, nobody knows that I'm actually having an ale. So I've ruined it all. I know, I've ruined it all. That's mainly because I couldn't reach the cider that was to my right past the haze of ale cans that are in front of me.
And I have a ring pull sound effect on my phone.
Oh.
Just briefly going back to the Man City, in inverted commas, fight. I did love David Luiz's comments about Aguero afterwards, about what a wonderful player he is. Because David Luiz is clearly mental.
Yeah.
Yes, Aguero tried to rip my leg off, but he's wonderful a lovely player. And that's not what I want to talk about. Look at how amazing he is. You can't talk about the fact that he tried to kill my leg.
I always feel bad that, because he's so much like Sideshow Bob in my mind, that he doesn't have a really posh English accent. Every time he gets interviewed, it always annoys me.
Well, it's Niles Crane, isn't it?
Is it?
That plays Sideshow Bob.
Really?
That's good knowledge.
Oh, yeah, of course, now that you've
and
said it.
Sideshow okay. Mel is Fraser Crane.
Really?
Also known as Kelsey Grammer. I don't know the name of Niles.
That is an amazing fact. That's a stat attack, but...
but for the Simpsons.
No, it's not sponsored by anybody. No, it's just we can do
stat
it.
Stat attack.
Okay. Sponsored by Tic Tacs.
And Big Macs.
And while we're on bad things, yeah. Can I just briefly congratulate the referee for not spotting Marcus Rojo attempting to kill Idrissa Gueye?
Yeah, horrible.
Is it Idris Gueye?
It is now.
I thought it was
and I'll tell him next time I see him.
I thought it was Idris Gueye, like the French cheese.
I don't know. I'm gonna hold my hands up and say I don't know how to say that name.
Yes, but, everybody's the same as me now.
But, yeah, for basically, so Fernandinho for giving Fabregas a little tickle round the throat is going to get a 3-game ban. Aguero is going to get a 4-game ban. And for a two-footed lunge, he got a yellow card. And because of the stupid system at the FA, it can't be changed.
It's true.
Why is that? Why is it when somebody's given a card, it can't then be retroactively altered?
Because in the FA terms, we can't be seen to be re-refereeing matches until we get actual, accurate judgments made. That is their basic premise. It undermines
referees deluged by emails, basically. Well, with people saying this is outrageous, blah 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 blah.
Maybe, but I mean, all it takes is a panel to watch every game afterwards and go, "Oh, well, he should have got a red card for that."
But then, where does it stop?
It you stops
because then they're looking at it, going, "Well, Liverpool didn't deserve to lose that 4-3. The possession was way up."
Well, no, it stops at factual things.
That was a factual thing. We didn't deserve to lose that.
Which is Marcus Rojo. Left the ground and did the rules were changed to ensure that that was a red card because it had everything. It had force, it had recklessness, it was the archetypal terrible challenge.
It had motive, it had opportunity.
It had the terrible Nazi youth haircut that Marcus Rojo is sporting right now. Yeah. And it had thigh tattoos. You're not a stripper. Why have you got thigh tattoos?
He had a rock solid alibi, though. At the time, he was in a For Your Eyes Only, which is still available for sponsorship.
I got carried away on a wave of violence. You're quite right.
There was some really murderous intent, wasn't there? Mm. And a lot of them actually was a pretty violent weekend, really. Mm. But, Mike, can I talk about something that's very close to my heart, and that's the mini league for this week?
If you have to.
I just want to have a look. Because, I mean, we've got into the fact that you are now... Well, you're not bottom of the league, and we'll explain why. You actually occupy, in real terms, the bottom two spots in the league.
Yeah.
Which is... and kudos that you're not the lowest scorer this week. That belongs to a lady who called Vicky Walker with her team We Love Martin Yol. And
he's a great bald man. As far as bald men go, he's
what,
right.
Vicky
up
Walker,
there.
That is it really?
No, Martin Yol.
Is it suited? Is it like a kind of a nom de plume from Mike? But
Martin Yol.
Martin Yol and Kojak.
Hmm.
Yeah, the two of you.
That would be a great series.
Investigating crimes and managing in a subpar way reasonably bad teams.
He manages a team in Stockholm and. Obviously, Telly Savalas is dead, so Isaacs?
No, it's still
Jason
Telly Savalas.
Isaacs is the new Kojak.
Nice, I love it.
Jason Isaacs.
I'd like to see Martin Yol and Eddie Howe in a kind of D'Ellen Pasco style scenario with a...
Or a shower.
Yeah.
Just the two of them in a shower.
God, that's a mental picture we're all going to enjoy,
Here's some imperial leather foam. Mm. Ooh. All the expensive stuff, you say, Martin.
God.
Ooh.
God,
look how it foams up, even in this hard water area.
The poor bugger is going to have to Photoshop Martin Yol's face onto a porn video later for Facebook. It's going to have a bad, not safe for work, everybody. I think the other thing I have to mention, I said that we're talking about 50 points being the average this week. Danny Rowlands, the team's called Broad Stars. Well done to you,
It's because he lives in Broad Stairs. He's such a clever chap.
Oh, there we are. The personal knowledge you've got about the research you've done into each of our league members is astonishing.
Oh, I know where you live.
Well, he got 75 points, which I thought was lovely. Followed by Udek, 70. Obviously, the Sanchez captain thing is the one thing that's going there. The thing that has made me very happy, though, is looking through at the number of people in our league who have Aguero and have Aguero as captain.
Yeah, shut your face.
Yeah, you're all going to be scrabbling for points as it goes through. Well,
and we're all going to be selling him because he's going to be banned for four games.
Absolutely. And then the bottom team in the league, I'm very much looking forward to going to this one. So last week, Mike, you invented this.
It was in the pub afterwards when we were having our little debrief, as we do.
I thought it was on air, but to be honest, I can't.
I can recount this. It was on
air. Do you want the music again?
You said that you should get points for being the lowest scorer, and I suggested GTO Golf, and that's how it was born. Because I like to stake my claim on everything that happens here.
Okay,
I struggle to separate what we do here and what we do talking down the pub because it's basically just the same ongoing conversation.
If you imagine what we do here, but more entertaining. Mm. And without microphones.
And more expensive. Yeah. It's your round, by the way, next. So we did get into FPL Golf. We challenged a number of other fantasy football accounts on Twitter with little take up. But there was one, I think it was called FPL, just FPL Stats, which is a very arrogant name considering my expertise. Mm. And I was like, are you up for this? Let's go off. And they just sent back a tweet to say no. So I thought was not really getting to the spirit of Twitter, are they? You know, it wasn't even hashtag no, it was just no. But the rules are, because I know everybody's going to want to start playing, is that you're trying to get the lowest total points, but the players that you pick have to start. They have to appear. They have to appear in the team. They can be a sub, to clarify. So you can't go through and just pick all the players who you know won't play because they're injured. If you do have a player who doesn't play at all, has 0 minutes on the official stats on Fantasy Premier League, you get 10 points penalty for each one of those that you have.
And a penalty being actually added onto your score.
Absolutely.
So I'd like to ask one more thing. Is there a monetary value limit on this? should we be just going big spacey? I also did this as well, and I just went for people who are really cheap.
Well, as we haven't got the actual finances to create the whole algorithm and stuff, we're just going to have to cheat it from, Fancy Premier League.
I could.
So, yes.
I mean, I could do that if you want, but I've got a very busy week at work. I could really do without it, to be honest.
You haven't got the time to learn C++++ programming. Yeah.
I was just wondering if like you have to spend a certain amount of money, but it's fine. Yes.
No, I mean, okay. Well, usually you go, obviously, there's a maximum budget, but I'd imagine as you're going for absolute dross here, like, it's going to be pretty fine. Although, who would have thought that picking Aguero would have actually been the best fantasy football goal you could imagine?
He scored an eagle.
Yeah, it's absolutely superb. There was a lot of people who, they deserved at least a birdie kind of chipping it from the bunker right into the hole. I thought Kevin De Bruyne was absolutely bloody awful.
That miss of his was fantastic, wasn't it? Well
done. He was awful. And I mean, so our official fantasy football golf team, although Mike did put in a rogue team.
Okay. I thought we were all doing one, but okay, sorry.
I'm definitely doing one for next week.
Yeah, we're all going to get involved.
Of course, Johnny Evans is in there as our top scorer.
This is the thing. So I indulged our petty hates by putting Johnny Evans, my pet hate, and Jordan Henderson, your pet hate, Rob.
Yeah.
And Deca, you've got a very big beef with Stephen Pienaar.
And Donald Trump.
He was too expensive to put in the team, but I was looking for it.
Jordan Henderson only got four.
Yes, but that's still quite a lot in a way.
I agree. It's quite generous.
So Johnny Evans getting nine was slightly, I mean, just demoralising.
Friend of the show, Johnny Evans.
Friend of the show, yeah. Thanks for calling, Johnny.
Stay in touch, mate.
Yeah, we're honestly going to answer. We're just on the other line.
See you out in Secrets in Bournemouth, ASAP.
But I hate the fact that Johnny Evans this week was described in The Guardian as a consummate defender.
Ooh.
You could have taught John Stones a few things if they were playing together.
I know, are you sure horrendous. It wasn't a consummé defender?
He does not let anybody near that. Yeah.
He goes to dinner parties and people are going, oh, this consommé is a bit... They go, no! That is a lovely consommé. You apologise to Carol.
And then just shields the soup out of play.
Yeah. I think we've cleared up what the Guardian meant there.
I think that's what they meant. But so I went for Randolph and Adrian just to make sure you have a West Ham goalkeeper. Let's get involved.
West Ham or Swansea. You're fairly safe.
I went for Brian Bertrand. It's sad to see what he's become, isn't it? You know, he was going to be an England international. I actually had O'Shea on, but he didn't play, so I had him subbed Bertrand on. I had Johnny Evans, Cedric, who's my favourite named Southampton defender. Christian Fuchs, friend of the show. Mm-hmm. Martin Deroon, friend of the show. John Henson. Well, we don't like him.
Right.
Henry Mkhitaryan. And I put him in because I thought that Mourinho would do his usual thing for Man United, to kind of bring him in for the 89th minute and he would come on and get one and go off. I was this close, he says, gesturing on radio, to putting in Marouane Fellaini. And I'm pretty good because he would be a classic golf one. But I thought he might start and he ended up getting zero. Stephen Pienaar, just because he looks like he seems to have taken on quite a lot of rage. Would you say, did he used to get a lot of red cards, Deck?
Like, no, not at all.
No, but then his pace and ability left him.
Because he looks the new Lee Catamol.
No, but it's the standard thing where a player is great at one club, as he was at Everton, spell. Mm-hmm. And then he left Everton and everything left him.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, at Spurs, he was diabolical. It's the Steve Malbrank fallacy. Steve Malbrank at Fulham, everyone wanted him. And then you go, oh, you look good because you're at Fulham.
Yeah, that's the thing.
Can I quickly just ask, Matt, are you going to trade anyone this week?
Well, I've got Oriol Romeu in as a classic kind of defensive midfielder. He's a decent pick. And I've got Odion Ighalo up front. I had Wilfred Bonny in, and I thought he would kind of play and not do much. I had Hal Robson-Kanu on the bench, and I think he actually should start now because I think he's
going to... In for FIFA Goal of the Year?
I just think that he's going to come on, like I say, in the internet minute, replacing Rondon, and not going to do very much. I think definitely next week, Mkhitaryan is going to have to go out because I think he's a genuinely good player. And I think Fellaini's going to have to go in. And I think, unfortunately, going to have to be benching Henderson and Evans, even though we hate them so much.
These are not real tips, by the way. These are FPL golf tips.
Yeah. So we ended up with 27 points, which is higher than yours, I'm afraid, Mike. But we'll try better. We want to get down to that magic zero.
Yeah.
And we'll really try hard.
And on that note, we'll hit an ad break.
Good team on paper. on FUBAR Radio.
This ad break is brought to you by Jurgen Klopp's Chop Shop. Enjoy the normal ones, lamb chops, delivered to your door.
Hello, I am Solomon Rondon of Venezuela and West Bromwich Albion. And I'm here to improve your love life with my novelty condoms. Styled after beautiful exotic birds, you can make your wee cock look like a peacock. Your budgie smugglers can house an actual budgie. And you can turn your bald-headed monster into a bald-headed eagle. Your woman will go crazy for you if you wear Solomon Rondon's novelty condoms. But wait! There's more! Now they don't just look great, but feel good too, as every Johnny you buy comes complete with feathers from real endangered birds. So look great and feel flighty with Solomon Rondon's novelty condoms.
Warning, the feathers on Solomon Rondon's novelty condoms can come loose and cause serious injury, whilst the beak attachments leak. These condoms should not be used for any sexual purpose.
FUBAR Radio presents...
People do them with tools, Chloe Hulse.
It's like a horror film if you're sat on the toilet and then someone starts drilling through the wall.
No, I don't. I think they do it with a view to then using it at a later date. I don't think they're in the toilet tapping the feet onto the cubicle. They get a hit and they go, oh yeah, this bloke's on for it. And then they go, right, give me half an hour. Why I just bore through this wall. I don't think the boring is part of it. The drilling. I don't think that's part of the actual act. I think it's just...
scary.
No, I think it's prep now.
Okay, I think it's prep. That makes sense.
Every Monday. Ian Boltworth. From 2 p.m. on FUBAR Radio.
From the studio that brought you Three Men and a Bebe comes the controversial true story of another United legend. It's the sordid and sexy story of a man whose legendary status on the pitch was matched in the sack. Watch him wonder as he weaves through a sea of stretched legs. Feel the temptation as he goes down in the box. And recoil in horror as he bangs his brother's wife. Ryan Giggs is an unforgivably dirty bastard in The Life of Ryan. Coming soon to theatres near you.
Good team on paper. On FUBAR Radio.
Still yet to see that movie. Have you seen it?
Yeah, it's overrated. I mean, the sex scenes are pretty grim.
I'm waiting for the DVD.
Oh, okay.
It's kind of one you want to watch
at home.
Is it
available on Betamax?
Hopefully.
I think you're going to have to wait a long time for it to come to the
DVD. Wait a long time for it to be on Betamax.
Before we progress, can I just give a personal message? To yes. Christian Cabasele of Watford, because I live in Watford.
Yeah.
And Christian Cabasele, don't do that sucking your thumb celebration, full stop, because it's ridiculous. You're a centre half or defender or something, and you need to at least appear a bit tough. And secondly, never do it when you're wearing gloves.
Oh, it was awful. That.
What is wrong with you?
Also, because he would have, like, maybe he thought, oh, I wasn't expecting to score. And then as he put it into his mouth, realised he was tasting wool.
Yeah.
Which I imagine is a euphemism for something. and he just.
In Wales, certainly.
So he'd be like, I reckon it's just as I said the covers, he's going like, oh, my tongue. Covered in wool.
Oh, it's horrible.
It's horrible. And I snotted on it earlier and wiped my nose.
But it's like Gareth Bale with that bloody heart. Fuck off.
Yeah, awful.
We've got the sponsor coming in next week. We've still got a few more sponsors we need to get through. So I've managed to get someone to sponsor Goldfest. Are we ready to do our predictions for this
great
week?
Great sponsorship option, by the way. Definitely. Well done, whoever that commercial partner is.
Yeah.
Let's do it. Let's hit the Goldfest.
Goldfest, brought to you by the Manchester City Matadors. This week with Sergio Aguero seeing red in the ring.
Oh,
it's topical.
Red in the ring.
Topical sponsors.
And because he's Latin American, yeah, they like bullfighting and murdering animals and stuff.
I know you wrote that one, so you know, we'll go.
No, nothing to do with me.
Did you not? Did you write that one, Mac?
Yeah.
We're breaking the fourth wall.
Did you write that legitimate advert?
Yeah, we're going through like breaking the fourth wall. Going, where were we clever?
They paid me a side as writer.
We did that advert. So.
They paid me a side as writer, so it's fine.
Oh, that's worth it. So Goldfest coming up next week. I mean, after it being two incredible weeks, do these things come in threes?
No.
Premier League's women do.
This week feels like an average week. So yeah. There's a few decent fixtures. But.
I mean, I'm looking at it and I'm thinking a Goldfest Liverpool West Ham could be interesting. It seems that Liverpool has developed an ability not to defend crosses, and Andy Carroll has come
He's got
back.
A point to prove there as well, hasn't he?
He really has.
And whenever we've said that someone's got a point to prove, they've pretty much gone out and proved it.
They have proven that point. That's true. A little fact about Andy Carroll. So he scored with
he's
a
the only man called Carroll.
As that is, he loves Christmas.
Hey,
he scored his 44th Premier League goal when against Arsenal, and he scored exactly half of his goals with his head. So, I would actually say I thought it was 100%. I can't recall him not scoring with his head.
But that's his 44th Premier League goal for someone whose transfer value has totaled over £50 million.
Well, yeah. Bloody hell, when you think about it like that, that is horrendous. But
I don't know, is that good or bad?
That's bad.
That's bad. Well, it's bad value. It's good for him. Great for him.
That's Torres to Chelsea bad.
Yeah, so he's sitting there with his room full of coins.
Yeah. Yeah, because he does get paid in coins.
Yeah.
He insists. He likes them for the arcade.
It's like a dragon. He's just merges them together.
I want to go play Speed Racer at the arcade.
Smorg Carroll.
I've got Goldfest. Here's one for you. Goldfest. Hull Crystal Palace.
Ooh. Crystal Palace. Are you goals from Crystal Palace?
I've got a feeling in me waters about it.
Ah.
Palace, by and large, struggle with defence.
Mm-hmm.
They're finally getting their groove on in attack.
Mm.
Hull misfired at the weekend, but by and large don't struggle to score. They normally score at least one.
You're going Snodgrass.
I love Snodgrass.
Yeah, he could go in.
He's not done much for the last couple of games, though, has he?
He hasn't, but
he's a great player.
But yeah, I don't know. I was just looking through them and I was thinking, where, you know, because the obvious ones.
I'm very happy with Benteke in my team. I think he is one. You know, he's got, once he gets into a bit of form and in that kind of game, he's a great player to have. What you got, Deck?
Chelsea West Brom. Chelsea to absolutely take him to town.
Oh, 4-5-0. No, I really disagree. I really disagree. And I think West Brom
with Johnny Evans at the heart of West Brom's defence.
Yeah, the consummate defender, Johnny Evans, he's in there. Gareth McCauley, who's in there, he's a great defender.
Mm-hmm.
I think West Brom could frustrate them and at least get a goal. I put it down as a points fest, but I've got to wait until Mike does the stupid thing.
Yeah.
Sorry, Snoozefest.
Snoozefest! Sponsored by the 2014 Aston Villa team. My God, you lot were boring.
They were very boring. That is true. And that was actually a genuine sponsor coming in. They've just got, they're really, really down on themselves.
And I'm particularly...
Whoever it is who's doing the advertising there, the little jingles, they're lovely.
Yeah,
nice voice.
I was particularly pleased that Aston Villa were still supporting us after Leeds annihilated them at the weekend.
Yeah, I mean, they've got their eyes on the money, and that's what we're bringing in, not the personal. It's it's head, not heart. Snoozefest, I'm looking very, very intently at Watford-Everton, Deck.
We're doing nothing, we're doing nothing, we've got nothing to offer.
That's a great... I love that chant in Goodison. Absolutely superb at the moment.
I'm very much going for the Battle of the Dockyards, as no one's calling it. Southampton Middlesbrough.
That could be 0-0.
That has got uninspiring.
Charlie Austin, though,
all over it. Yeah, but Middlesbrough are now shoring up their defence a bit, and Southampton seem to have lost the ability to really score. I don't know.
I've got Gibson in my defence of Middlesbrough, and I wish I had put in very solid three Middlesbrough defenders. And I just think they're going to get clean sheets all over the place, and they're rock solid.
So, but I think it's going to be a dull as shit game. If you're in Southampton at the weekend, leave.
Matt, have you got a snooze fest?
I've done mine.
Oh, sorry, my bad.
I've still got one, and it's Burnley versus Bournemouth, the battle of the foot fetishists, as they're all calling it.
Battle of the bees.
Yeah, battle of the bees, battle of the foot fetishists. Those two together, dull.
You get two bees together, what do they make? They make honey.
Hey, it's going to be a sweet game.
Or do they make a baby bee? I'm not quite sure. If you're a beekeeper...
If you're a bee...
Finally.
Points Fest, brought to you by Alexis Sanchez. Man, that guy has a lot of points.
It's the fact that he's
as literal as you can ever imagine.
He's so arrogant, Alexis Sanchez. He's actually called in and placed his own advert.
And that was before he decided not to score that first goal.
Anyway, very quickly, such points confidence. Fest, where are we at?
We don't rush these things, Michael.
You've got a minute left.
I think Swansea-Sunderland could be very tasty because neither of them can defend and they are... I know Swansea are usually awful, but at home with Sigurdsson getting a little bash.
For one side or the other, this is a vital... For both sides, I'm going to say, that's a vital game.
Yeah.
My points fest is actually deliberately flying in the face of Declan. It's Burnley-Bournemouth.
Ooh. He's just doing that to rally you, Deck.
I'm sorry, Deck. We don't have time for your points fest.
There are no points.
Any tips for this week, very quickly?
Well, you should listen to Deck's point fest. It's an absolute treat.
Sign Iheanacho because he's going to play the next four games and he always scores.
Bring in Hazard and bring in Costa and possibly a defender. Go strong on Chelsea for the next four
Cook
or 6 weeks.
Bournemouth.
Yeah.
I've been Mike Swain. This has been... Good to see you on paper. Quickly, guys, who are you?
I'm Tamori Ketsbayer.
I'm Winston Bogard.
I'm whoever Deck picks.